Today is the day of Ashura, the day where the skies are filled with the angels weeping in distress, watching the sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein between Jannah and between Karbala. Is Rasulullah, is Amir al-Mu'mineen, is Fatima al-Zahra, watching the sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein, welcoming each and every shaheed into their arms. Ya Shi'at Ali Muhammad, A'adham Allah Ujurana wa Ujurakum bi Musibati Shahadati Aba Abdillah. I want to take your hearts to Karbala. I want to take your hearts to Karbala for the final moments of Imam al-Hussein. And it is as if in your hearts you were standing by the Khaymaga. And until the final moments enter, you were walking behind Imam al-Hussein and you were witnessing the greatest tragedy which made the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla shake. It is the Asr of Ashura. The Asr of the day of Ashura has set in. Imam al-Hussein is in the battlefield and was facing the enemies, who were more than 30,000 in number. Imam al-Hussein turned towards the right and then he turned towards the left, and he saw the decapitated bodies of all his companions and of his family members laying dead on the plains of Karbala. Imam al-Hussein cried out, Ya Muslim bin Akil, Ya Hani ibn Urwa, Ya Habib ibn Madahir, Ya Abul Fadl al-Abbas, where are you, O Muslim bin Akil? Where are you, O Habib ibn Madahir? Where are you, O my brother Abul Fadl al-Abbas? Ya Abtal al-Safa wa ya Fursan al-Hayaja, where are you, O my brave soldiers? Where are you, O my courageous horsemen? Why have you left me alone on the plains of Karbala? Mali unadikum fala tujibun wa ad'ukum fala tasma'un. Why is it that I call all of you my companions, but you do not respond back to me? Why is it that I call on to you, but you do not hear me? O my brother Abul Fadl al-Abbas, O my son Ali ibn al-Akbar, kumu an nawmatikum ayyuhal kiram wadfa'u an haramir rasul. Stand up, O my brother Abbas, stand up, O my son Ali ibn al-Akbar, stand up from death, O my honorable companions, and defend the women of Rasulullah, defend the family of Rasulullah from the oppressive and evil enemies. Imam al-Hussein then cried out in the loudest voice, a voice that was filled with pain and grief, Hal min nasirin yansuruna ala min mughithin يغيثنا. Is there anyone to help us? Is there anyone to support us? When the women heard this call, they began to weep and wail in their loudest voices. Imam Zainul Abidin, who was extremely unwell and weak, had just gained consciousness when he heard the call of his father, Aba Abdullah. He asked his aunt, Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra, to bring him a walking stick and to bring him his sword. She asked him, why? Imam al-Sajjad replied, I shall use the walking stick for support to stand up, and I shall protect the Hujjatullah with my sword. With great difficulty, Imam Zainul Abidin made it to the front of the tent. When Imam al-Husayn saw this, he cried out, O Umm Kulthum, take Sajjad back into the tent, lest he is killed and the lineage of Ali Muhammad is wiped off from this earth. Imam al-Husayn then rushed back towards the Khaymagah to comfort Imam Zain al-Abidin. Imam al-Husayn sat by the side of Imam al-Sajjad and said to him, jihad is not wajib on those who are ill. Imam Zainul Abidin replied back by saying, Inna nida'aka kad qata'a niyata qalbi, uridu an afdika, uridu an afdika biruhi. Imam Sajjad said, your call, O my father, has put me in distress, and I want to be sacrificed for you. Imam Zainul Abidin then began to look around the Khaymagah, and he began to ask his father, Abata, O my father, where is Habib ibn Madahir? Imam al-Husayn said, indeed he has been martyred. Imam Sajjad asked, where is Zuhair ibn al-Kayn? Imam Husayn said, he is martyred. Imam Sajjad asked, where is Abis? Imam al-Husayn said, he is martyred. Imam Sajjad asked, and where is our family? Where is my brother Ali ibn al-Akbar? He said, he has left this dunya. Imam Sajjad asked, with tears rolling down his eyes, and his complexion began to change. He looked at his father and he said, where is our uncle Abbas? Imam al-Husayn didn't give an answer to Imam Zain al-Abidin. So he said to him, O my son Sajjad, just understand that there are no men in the Khaymagah except you and I. Imam Zain al-Abidin began to tremble. Imam al-Husayn gives him sabr, and then he began to appoint him as the next Imam. He said to him, O my son Ali, أنت الحجة والإمام على شيعتي وأنت أبو الأئمة وكافل الأيتام المتكفل الأرامل. O my son Ali, you are now the Hujja of Allah on earth, and you are the Imam of my Shia. You are the father of the remaining imams. You are now the one who shall take care of the orphans and the widows. Imam al-Husayn then called upon all the women into the Khaymagah. He gathered his sisters, he gathered his aunts, he gathered all his cousins from the family of Bani Hashim and his daughters. He put them together. On the one side was Umm Kulthum, on the other side Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra, Sukayna, Rukayya, Layla and Rabab. Within the Maqtal it is mentioned, as Imam al-Husayn was talking, Rabab was not moving. All the time she was just looking at the empty cradle of Ali ibn al-Asghar. Imam al-Hussein looks and addresses all the women and he says to them, استعدوا للبلاء وعلموا أن الله حافظكم وحاميكم وسينجيكم من شر الأعداء. Be prepared for all the difficulties ahead of you and know that Allah is your protector and Allah shall free you from the evil of the oppressors. O my women, have sabr and be patient, for indeed it is very soon that you will be taken as slaves from Karbala to Kufa and Kufa to Sham. When Sayyida Zainab heard the word slave, she began to cry in the loudest voices, hitting her face and hitting her head, crying out, Ya Abata, Ya Ali. The women began to weep and wail and were kissing the hands of Imam al-Hussein. They all surrounded him. Some of them were kissing his feet, asking him not to leave. Imam al-Hussein then called Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra and he talked to her on the side. He then placed his hand on the head of Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra and the Imam did dua for her to have sabr and to be strong such that she can take care of all the women and the children after him. Imam al-Hussein left all the children as a trust in the care of Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra. Imam al-Hussein then entered into the battlefield riding the Dhuljana. He attacked the enemies like a raging lion. فَقَلَّبَ الْمَيْمَنَةُ مَيْسَرَةُ وَالْمَيْسَرَةُ عَلَى الْمَيْمَنَةُ. He attacked them so fiercely that he dismantled the right wings, making them flee to the left. He then attacked the left wing of the enemies, dismantling them, making them to run for cover towards the right. Imam al-Hussein then attacked the center flank, causing them to retreat. The enemies retreated out of fear, such that they began to create a stampede out of fear and were trampling upon each other while trying to run away from Imam al-Hussein. The Maqtal mentions فَقَاتَلَ كِتَابًا. He attacked them and sent great numbers of the enemy forces to Jahannam wa bi'sa al-masir. The more Imam al-Hussein attacked them, even though there were plenty who were killed, the lack of numbers did not affect them because of the size of the enemies. Imam al-Hujja pays tribute to Imam al-Hussein for the jihad that he fought in Ziyarat. He says, وَتَحَنْتَ جُنُودَ الْفُجَّارِ وَاقْتَحَمْتَ قَسْتَلَ الْغَبَارِ مُجَاهِدًا بِذِ الْفِقَارِ كَأَنَّكَ عَلِيٌّ الْمُخْتَارِ. And you, Ya Aba Abdullah, attacked the enemies and demolished their ranks. You performed the jihad with the Dhulfiqar, just as if you were Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Aliyun al-Mukhtar. Imam al-Hussein kept attacking the enemies, sending a great number of them to Jahannam wa bi'as al-Masir. And all along he was saying, Ana al-Hussein ibn Ali, alaytu Allah anthani, ahmi iyalati abi, amdi ala deenin nabi. I am Hussein ibn Ali. I have taken an oath and a qasam that I shall never surrender. I shall continue to defend the family of my father, and I shall die while I'm on the religion of Rasulullah. Abdullah ibn Ammar says, I have never seen a person surrounded by such a great number of enemies whose sons, whose family, whose companion has been killed. killed, and yet he maintained so much composure, courage, and was relentless. No one was able to withstand the attacks of Imam al-Hussein. So Umar ibn Sa'ad al-La'in shouted out, "This is the son of Abu Turab. This is the son of the killers of the Arabs. This is the son of the quarrelsome one. Attack him from every direction." 4,000 arrows were shot at the direction of Imam al-Hussein. Imam faced all the arrows with his chest and his back. In addition, the enemies went on. As they shot arrows on Imam al-Hussein, they went to attack the women in the tents. Imam al-Hussein then shouted out to them, "O Shias of Ali Abi Sufyan, if you do not have a religion and do not fear the Akhirah, then at least act as free men. If you are sons of your fathers and if you truly are Arabs." Shimmer cried out, "What are you talking about, O son of Fatima?" Imam al-Hussein replied, "It is I who is fighting you, and the women should not be attacked. So keep your wicked men away from the women so long as I am alive." Shimmer replied, "Indeed, we shall face you with all our men, Ya Hussein." And soon Aba Abdullah became the target of the fighters, and the battle intensified. Imam al-Hussein attacked the direction of the Furat, guarded by Amr ibn Hujjaj. 4,000 men were protecting the Furat. The Imam attacked them like a raging lion, dislodging them until he conquered the Furat. When he conquered the Furat, he looked towards the other side and he cried out, "O my brother Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, did you watch the jihad of your brother Hussein? O my brother Abu al-Fadl, is this the Furat for which your hands were severed?" Allah, Allah, Imam al-Hussein conquered the Furat, and then he said to his horse, "You are thirsty and I am thirsty, but I shall not drink before you." The horse Dhulfiqar turned its head back as if to understand the words of the Imam. Even the horse shook its head and refused to drink from the water. As Imam al-Hussein was in the Furat, and enemy shouted out, "Ya Hussein, do you enjoy the water while your women are being attacked?" So Imam al-Hussein charged back towards the Khaymagah. As the Imam was rushing back towards the tents, the Maqtal mentions, an angel descended from the heavens towards Imam al-Hussein. The angel stopped and said, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, mahlan fa inni marartu bis samawati fa wajadtuha mutaghayyaratan mudhlima wa wajadtu jami'i ahliha yabkuna li musibatik." The angel said, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, hold on, before you enter into the khaymagah, let me tell you that the entire heaven and the entire skies, the angels and the jinn and the hur al-ayn, have all become dark, and the heavens have become empty, and everyone is weeping for the difficulties and for your tragedy in Karbala. وَقَدْ أَرْسَلَنِي إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ وَهُوَ مُخَيِّرُكَ بَيْنَ الدُّنْيَا وَنَعِيمُ الْآخِرَةِ." The angel said, "Ya Aba Abdullah, Allah has sent me towards you and has given you the choice. Either you can remain in the dunya or you can gain the eternal victory and the eternal position in the akhirah. Fa in ikhtarta ad-dunya famur خذني حتى أنزل لك الملائكة تملأ الدنيا، فإن أمرتهم أن يأكلوا الدنيا وما فيها في طرفة عين لفعلوا ذلك. The angel said, so command me, Ya Abba Abdullah, with your one command, I shall fill this entire dunya with malaika, and with a single command of yours, in the blink of an eye, they shall annihilate and destroy all the enemies in front of you. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ اللُّحُوقُ بِجَدِّكَ وَأَبِيكَ وَأُمِّكَ وَأَخِيكَ وَأَنْتَ فِي يَوْمِكَ هَذَا تُسِيرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. And if you want, we shall raise your body towards your grandfather and towards your father and mother Zahra. Imam al-Hussein looked towards the angel and he said to him, indeed, I shall agree to be martyred on the plains of Karbala painfully, and I shall agree for my women to be taken as slaves so long as there is victory through my blood for this deen. The Imam then sent the angel back to the heavens to face death by himself. As Imam al-Hussein entered the Khaymagah, he bid the family farewell for a second time and for a last time. Ya Shi'at al-Muhammad, Imam al-Hussein is in the Khaymagah for a final time. He commanded all the women once again to have sabr, and then he started to prepare them for the afflictions that shall come ahead of them. Allah, Allah. Imam al-Hussein said, Allah shall protect you and Allah will punish your enemies for the manner in which they will treat you. He bid all the women farewell, but as he was coming out, there was his daughter Sukaina. She was seated by herself in the Khaymagah with her head on her knees. So Imam al-Hussein turned to her and he said to her, ثم التفت إلى ابنته سكينة فرآها منحازة عن النساء باكية نادبة. She was sitting alone and weeping. فوقف عليه مصبرا. Imam al-Hussein stood by her. He put his head on her chest and he began to give her sabr. He said to her, يا سكينة هذا الوداع والملتقى يوم القيامة. O Sukaina, this is the final farewell. We shall now meet again on the day of judgment in Jannah by the pond of Kauthar. Fada'i al-buka walil-asari tahayya'i. O Sukaina, make sure you are brave. Allah, make sure you are brave when you are paraded as a prisoner. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتِينِ عَلَى وَجْهِ الثَّرَى دَامِيَ الْوَرِيدِ فَتَصَبَّرِي. O Sukaina, when you see my body on the plains of Karbala and the blood is gushing out of my jugular vein, O Sukaina, make sure you have sabr at that moment. Sukaina was weeping. Imam al-Hussein was hugging her. At this point, Umar ibn Sa'd al-La'in cried out, attack Hussein while he is busy with the women. For indeed, if Hussein turns his attention towards you, he will disrupt our enemy and destroy all of us. The enemies then began to shoot arrows towards the Khaymagah while Imam al-Hussein was inside. Some of the arrows pierced the hijab of the ladies, and they began to shout and cry in fear. Imam al-Hussein then came out the khaymaga, attacking the enemies like a raging lion. He killed anyone who came in his way, sending them to Jahannam wa bi'as al-masir. All this time, they kept shooting arrows at Imam al-Hussein, and he kept receiving them with his chest and his back. All this time, the Imam kept uttering, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. The Imam then asked for water. Shimmer said to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, you will not get a drop of water, and instead we shall make you taste the fire of Jahannam. Another enemy shouted at Imam al-Hussein, and he said to him, O Hussein, do you see this Furat? Even the pigs and the dogs will drink from the Furat, but we shall not give you one drop until we make you die while you are thirsty. Imam al-Hussein looked towards the heavens, and he sent a la'na on them. At this moment, Allah, Allah, ya Shi'at al-Muhammad. The attacks on Imam al-Hussein intensified. Abu al-Hutuf al-Ja'fi, he shot an arrow towards Imam al-Hussein. It pierced the forehead of Abu Abdullah. The Imam pulled out the arrow from the forehead. The blood began to pour down the face of Imam al-Hussein. He took the blood and he said, Ya Allah, you are witness how I have suffered at the hands of the evil people. Never forgive them, Ya Allah, and you be the one to punish them. Imam al-Hussein then cried out in a loud voice, Do you not have any fear or any regard? Indeed, we are the progeny of Rasulullah. As he was saying that, one of the enemies, Saleh ibn Wahab, came towards Imam al-Hussein, and from behind, he pierced the Imam with a spear just below the rib cage. Imam al-Hussein fell from his horse onto the plains of Karbala. Imam al-Hussein fell from his horse onto the plains of Karbala in a state of sajdatul shukr. The Imam, as he was there, one of the enemies came forward. He threw a stone at Imam al-Hussein. It hit him again on his forehead. More blood began to flow down from the forehead of Imam al-Hussein onto his face and onto his beard. Imam al-Hussein began to wipe the blood from his eyes with his shirt. Another one of the enemies then shot the Imam with a three-pronged arrow. Allah, Allah, it pierced the heart of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein cried out, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah. He then looked up towards the heavens and he said, Ya Allah, you know that they are fighting against the son of Fatima. There is no equal to me in the dunya. Imam then removed the three-pronged arrow from his back. The blood began to gush out like a fountain. He thus then placed his hand under his heart. Imam al-Hussein, his hand was filled with blood. He then threw it up towards the heavens. He said, My only consolation is that Allah is witness. Not a single drop of blood fell back onto the dunya. He then placed his hand under his heart a second time. When it was filled with blood, he wiped the blood on his face. He wiped the blood on his beard. He said, This is how I am going to meet my grandfather while I am covered in my own blood. And I shall complain to him and I shall say, Ya Jaddah, katalani fulana.
Quran. Then the Imam was seated on the sands of Karbala. He was seated on the sands of Karbala, covered in his own blood. فَأَتَاهُ مَالِكِ بِن نَسَرْ فَشَتَمَهُ. Malik ibn Nasr from the enemies came. He began to insult Imam al-Hussein. He began to insult Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he began to hurl insults at Fatima Zahra. فَشَتَمَهُ ثُمَّ ضَرَبَهُ بِالسَّيْفِ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ. He struck Imam al-Hussein with a sword on the head. As he struck Imam al-Hussein, 10 people had surrounded Imam al-Hussein when suddenly a young child from the Khaymaga came running towards Imam al-Hussein. He was waving a tent pole to the right and the left, as if to defend his uncle Aba Abdullah. A horseman from the enemies came. He struck the child with a sword, killing him in the laps of Imam al-Hussein. The mother of the child was watching from the Khaymaga. She cried out, "Wa wayla!" This was Muhammad, the grandson of Aqil ibn Abi Talib. At this moment, another child ran out of the Khaymaga. Abdullah, the youngest son of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. He was 11 years of age. He came running out from the Khaymaga. Sayyida Zainab was trying to hold him back, but he would not agree. He somehow managed to run away from the arms of Zainab. He came running towards Imam al-Hussein. At this moment, Bahr ibn Ka'ab raised the sword to hit Imam al-Hussein. Abdullah cried out, "Oh evil man, do not hit my uncle." Bahr turned his attention towards Abdullah, so he struck him with his sword. The child was 11 years old, so he tried to stop the strike with his hand. They severed his arm from the elbow. His elbow and the rest of the hand was hanging by the skin. The child cried out, "Ya Amma, Ya Aba Abdullah." He fell onto the chest of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein hugged him and said, "Have sabr, my dear nephew. Have sabr, my dear nephew." As the blood and the tears of this nephew was mixing with the blood and tears of Imam al-Hussein, Hurmala shot the child with an arrow. It pierced the neck of Abdullah, slaughtering him in the arms of Imam al-Hussein. Shimr then cried out to his enemies, "What are you waiting for? Attack him, because he's weakened by his injuries." Yashi'at Ali Muhammad. The body of Imam al-Hussein was not trampled once. They trampled the body of Imam al-Hussein twice. One before Shame Gariban. Look at what Imam Zamana says in Ziyarat Nahiya. فَنَكَسُوكَ أَنْ جَوَادِكَ. They attacked you until you fell off your horse. فَحَوَيْتَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ جَرِيحًا. رشحا للموت جبينك. struck Imam al-Hussein with a sword on the left shoulder. Hassan came forward and he shot an arrow at the throat of Imam al-Hussein. Anas then came and he kicked Imam al-Hussein on the chest and he hit him with a sword at the center of his rib cage. Imam al-Hussein raised his eyes towards the heaven. He said, "Ya Allah," for a final time. He said, "Ya Allah, you judge between us and this nation that has oppressed us. We are the family of Rasulullah." The Dhul-Jannah came back to Imam al-Hussein. It then began to rub its face on the body of Imam. Face on the blood of Imam al-Hussein. The enemies wanted to attack the Dhul-Jannah, but Umar ibn Sa'd cried out, "Leave this horse because it is the horse of Rasulullah. Ya Zalim, this is the grandson of Rasulullah." The horse went ahead to kick and kill 40 of the enemies who were around Imam al-Hussein. Umar ibn Sa'd see what it does. The Dhul-Jannah returned back towards the Khaymagah. The saddle was covered in blood. The face was covered in blood. When the women saw that the horse has returned without the rider, they knew that Abu Abdullah is in the Maidan. Allah, Allah, Ya Shia. Shimmer approached Imam al-Hussein.